Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now this is a song. Bye-bye.
So you hadn't heard Stairway to Heaven once. If you had a ballpark, how many times you've listened to this start to finish?
I mean,
thousands? Hundreds, thousands, or thousands?
Easily hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, this is a song.
I think I'm probably in hundreds.
Yeah, this is a song I'll seek out to put on. Stairway to Heaven, I have to be bullied into listening
what
to.
What percentage of the WIP audience seeks out
you
this song to put
there
on?
For me.
Can't be that high.
I mean, look, Kyle's moving in there.
No, I mean, it's a good song.
Can you imagine driving around right now, put the window
it's
down.
Easier it's easier to dance to.
That's clear.
Yeah.
And it's not as long. Stairway to Heaven, it's a great song.
I was a Backstreet Boys guy, though.
So I was an NSYNC guy, but I think Backstreet Boys have aged better.
Oh, not without question.
Yeah, and I fought it for a while, but they just have.
I had the Backstreet Boys albums when
you,
I was
you
younger.
You know what it's
I
like?
Did too.
Now, people listening may think it's nothing like this, but I think you'll understand the reference.
Yeah.
It's like Brady and Manning.
Yep.
I was a Manning guy. I was entrenched that he was better than Brady.
And it was at the time kind of close.
But eventually it's like, oh, I got to give it up now.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, one
Backstreet
guy
Boys
zoomed,
won.
He zoomed past.
Now, that being said, Justin Timberlake. The ultimate winner of both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the top of it. Yeah. You know, you don't get this very often on WIP. This is great. This is great music.
He doesn't
talk.
Have a Backstreet Boy NSYNC take?
Well, no. He puts up with it when you're on with us.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, was he? He was kind of a little aged out because he's older than us.
Yeah,
true. He's old. I mean, this is our
generation. Yeah.
He listens to weird music, though.
He does listen to weird music. But we heard what happened in the Bucky's bathroom this morning, very early this morning. He's a bizarre guy. There's no question about that.
What do you think Hugh's listening to on a...
And as you can see, it's nice, but...
It's whispering. The whispering makes it...
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it does. It is.
If he didn't know and there was somebody in the bathroom and they heard...
Well, imagine if you're in the stall and you start to hear somebody...
Talking about getting live in there?
Getting live in the Bucky's
bathroom.
Well, and
then when he says at the end, what's it's like, I'm about to give it to this bathroom.
Yeah.
Imagine being in the stall next to him, like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I either make sure the door is definitely locked or run
Dude's
away.
Way too excited about putting one in this toilet.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we're going to get to an Andrew Painter check-in in a few minutes, a little Painter watch as we await his arrival to the big leagues. But Elliot, quickly before we get back to the phones, we did see something that involves the NFC East, and it does affect the Eagles. It's interesting to keep an eye on. So, sounds like Terry McLaurin, the star receiver from the Commanders, who had a huge year last year with Jaden Daniels, is upset because they haven't made enough progress on a long-term deal.
So I'm surprised to see this from a Josh Harris-led team. He's always someone to open his checkbook and pay people. But, I mean, this is just a good example of why the Eagles, you know, ultimately will win out over Washington in the long run. They're just a better run team than Washington. To not pay Terry McLaurin is crazy. They're finally good. They have a young quarterback that needs the receiver.
Yep.
I'm not there, but everything you hear about Terry McLaurin is like he is their culture guy. Like he's the one that's been there through the ups and the downs, and now they're good. And to put him through this is crazy to me. Like, this is something you would expect out of Dan Snyder. I'm surprised.
So, and I think he's legit too. Sometimes
he's awesome.
Yeah, sometimes there's a guy with big numbers, like he's a number one, but like, I think he's good.
Yep.
I'm surprised too, especially when you have a rookie quarterback, you pay the receiver. It's just like you have the money. It does make me wonder though, because I was reading a list yesterday of possible landing spots for Trey Hendrickson. I wonder if they're trying to finagle that. Because like that's
I wouldn't do that if I were them.
I would if I was them.
You would trade Terry McLaurin?
No. I'm wondering if they're just trying to control their cap so they can make a trade for Trey Hendrickson.
I would not trade McLaurin.
No, I wouldn't trade him either. I'm just.
Oh, I'll acquire Hendrickson, sure.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if they have something else up their sleeve, and that's why they're. Because it doesn't make any sense. You're right. Like, just pay the receiver.
It's just the signs of a poorly run organization. Like, very rarely, if ever, do the Eagles have a situation where we're all sitting there and going, why are you not paying that guy? It is either they pay him and it's done, or they're not going to pay him. I can't imagine they're not going to pay Terry McLaurin, but maybe they won't. And that's good news for the Eagles, because if Terry McLaurin is unhappy or if Terry McLaurin is not there in 2026, that's bad for Washington.
Of course it is. He was an All-Pro last year. I mean, he had 13 touchdowns.
In the playoff game, he was not against the Eagles, but against Detroit.
He beat Quinion pretty good.
He did. Well, he used to give, was it Slay he would give trouble to?
Yeah. He gives everyone
trouble. He's a great player.
Yeah. I mean, I think Elliot nailed it. Like, it's... This is why the Commanders have been went to their first championship in like 30 years. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just not a well-run organization. And I know Snyder's not there anymore, but you would never see this with the Eagles and like A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith. Like, they got out ahead of it. Even Saquon. Like, and we can debate on whether it was a good idea or not, but there's a reason that this headline is not Saquon right now or the Eagles, like for anybody.
And the other thing about the Saquon thing is we didn't even think Saquon would get a contract, and then they paid him.
So a lot.
The Eagles are good at keeping things becoming like a massive story.
Well, and you know what? I think they realize at some point, what's the worst that happens? It doesn't work out, we just move on.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's better to avoid the distraction, avoid the unhappy player, we just pay
the
money.
Well, that is a benefit of having an owner that is willing to continually spend money.
It is.
Because you can spend your way out of problems. But you brought up Hendrickson. Where are you at with that in the Eagles? Because I think 2 months ago, the idea of acquiring Trey Hendrickson was very different than it is now. I think 2 months ago, when Myles Garrett was still up in the air, Max Crosby had just got paid, I think the assumption was, all right, if you trade for Trey Hendrickson, you're giving up, I don't know, a first-round pick, and you're giving him $80, $90 million guaranteed or something. I don't know if that's the case anymore. The longer this waits out, I wonder how much Trey Hendrickson is willing just to go without a new contract.
Kind of like the opposite of the Eagles and Reddick. Like, Reddick just wanted, it ended up with him on a different team, right?
Yeah.
So I want Trey Hendrickson here. I think he's underrated. Like, the guy gets 17 and a half sacks a year, and it's like, he's pretty good. No, he's excellent.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals have gone too far with offense. I mean, maybe they're trying to replicate the Eagles and pay all the offensive guys and draft defense, but they didn't have a good defense anyway. So I want to trade for him. I do understand the perspective, and Hugh brought this up a lot when we talked about him in the offseason. It's like, the Eagles don't have the wherewithal to trade for him and pay him, and also pay Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. But if he just wants out of Cincinnati, Elliot, I think there's a real way for the Eagles to trade for him. I don't know what the cost would be just for the 1 year. Is it a third-round pick?
I was going to say like a third. That could be a second.
Okay, the Reddick thing. Like, okay. So I would do that. And then I would try to see if you could make him feel comfortable for a year. Like, he's pretty low on the scale of pay for defensive ends of his caliber. Like, could you bump his salary up $8 million? Like, I don't, whatever mm-hmm. whatever makes him feel more respected for the year. He gets to play for the Eagles, play in big games, and then go to free agency. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Well, let's say you give him a $10 million check, right?
There you go.
And it's like, if you're Trey Hendrickson, the Eagles get people paid. I mean, look at Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, and the Eagles. Now, the Bengals play in big games too. But the Eagles are likely going to, like, they'll be competing for a Super Bowl. So Trey Hendrickson, the spotlight of Philadelphia, I think helps Trey Hendrickson get paid.
I agree. I think last time I looked, I think his average is like $22 million per year. And then the top guys on edge get, what, 40 now?
Yeah.
If you bump him up to 30, I feel like he's at least in the ballpark of the Max Crosbys and the you know, Myles Garretts of the world.
But an interesting part of this, too, is how he doesn't really pay top dollar for edges. Like, he pays top dollar for quarterbacks. He pays top dollar for offensive linemen. Like, and I think the positions he values the most are quarterback and the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll pay defensive tackles, but what's the last edge he gave huge money to? Like, Reddick didn't get huge money. Huff didn't get huge money. Now, obviously, they're good checks.
Well, he tries to buy them before they become the superstar.
Right, but when's the, for as much as we talk about Howie always being in on all these edges, like, when's the last time he gave a top five contract to an edge?
I can't think of it. Fletcher, they gave a top five deal to, but he was an interior defensive.
Yeah, defensive tackle. They're going to pay Jalen Carter.
They never paid Brandon like that, even at his best.
Yeah. He was probably never a top five guy.
Agreed.
But yeah, agreed.
Well, I don't think he ever has is the answer.
But I just, like, for a GM that we view as so aggressive in acquiring elite players, willing to pay people, and really value the position, think of how much time we've spent on these airwaves talking about the potential of him trading for an edge that might be available, and he just very rarely does it.
But this one might, I mean, at some point, doesn't like it, it's just an opportunity. Like,
how I think the only reason we're talking about him doing it is because we agree the price has dropped.
The price, and the other thing I brought up a few minutes ago with the Commanders, I feel like if Hendrickson leaves the Bengals, the Lions and the Commanders feel like the two teams that are most likely. I don't want him going to those places.
Agreed.
If he goes to the Commanders, that's a huge deal.
Yes.
I mean, they're good anyway, and they don't, and that's the one weakness they have is pass rush. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Tasty Cake Dom wants to chime in on DeCamer versus Fritz. What's up, Dom?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So how you doing? Hey, Elliot.
What up, Tom? Good to talk to you, my guy.
Good hearing you, buddy. Yay. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Well, I'm a Jack Fritz guy all the way.
Yeah, come on.
There's, I'm right next to him on the left shoulder.
Love it.
Yeah, to me, this is an easy one.
Are you proud of him for pitching?
What's that?
Are you proud of him that he's decided to pitch?
Yeah, actually, the way that the camera was chirping, I think Jack should have given him that one. Let the camera go up 1-0 and then demolish him in every other sport.
I like that.
Give him a little false sense of security and then squash him.
Well, here's the other thing, Tasty Cake. Like, I've heard Joe talk about this a lot on the air. I think yesterday was the first time I could hear in Joe's voice he actually believed he could win.
Yeah.
I think before he was just saying it, the excitement you could hear in Joe's voice when he heard Jack dropped out of pitching, it was like he had real belief.
Mm-hmm.
Jack's going to win. So, Joe, here's the other thing. Well, Elliot, here's what happened to me. I'm an old man. I'm 61. Mm-hmm. But you're saying, you know, where would you come across Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah.
Right? So when I played football for Pensauk in high school, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
So you had one section of the locker room listening to Jethro Tull and Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Another section of the locker room listening to Rick James. And the front of the locker room was listening to – I don't know nothing about the Bee Gees, but just being in that locker room, I heard their songs.
That makes sense. Yeah, a locker room could be a place you hear different kinds of music. I get that.
The JV soccer locker room.
Not the same?
Yeah, wasn't in there often.
No Bee Gees?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I mean, I just don't remember music being played, really.
You recognize any of those bands, though?
I think I recognize all of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dom. I think sports back in the day, but it didn't really matter what you play. Maybe not quite the JV soccer locker room Elliot was in. But yeah, you hear different music because people have different tastes, and who gets to pick the music that day?
You come across across different cultures.
Yeah,
and you get to hear different music. And you know, in my case with the Bee Gees, you know, I was heading to the back of the locker room as quick as I could.
Yeah, I get it, Dom. We appreciate the phone call. That the other thing is, I feel like when, and I know, obviously, how people listen to us now is different. We have you people who are watching us on YouTube, and I'm sure
excited for those comments.
A lot of things to say today. The Odyssey app, but like back in the day, it was just the radio, right?
Yeah.
Like we still have people listen on their regular radio. That's awesome. I listen to the radio in the car, but like you had to stumble upon it then, just scrolling through the radio when you. Back with, like, when you first started.
If I did,
drive,
I guess it didn't leave much of an impression on me.
You didn't even realize
it just
what
sounded
you were
like a generic old like Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin.
Just put them all,
just
in one
put
big
them
pot.
All together.
Yeah, like some people do with NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Well, there's differences there.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. Some people might think that.
Some people might. They'd be wrong, but.
But they do. There's no question. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, Elliot, have you looked at any of the Twitter poll results?
I have not.
Okay.
Well, feels like it's dishonest to look when I'm in this season.
Yeah, well, that's fair. I just wanted to, I'm going to ask you to guess.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Should the Phillies move Kyle Schwarber back to leadoff? What do you think the people are saying? Percentage-wise on yes or no?
64% yes.
You have the percentages almost spot on, but the opposite.
Oh.
66% say no, 34% say yes. Usually, Hugh, this is where he takes a victory lap. Like, he's the one that got them to vote that way.
Yeah.
Or it's a big L for you. So it's a big L for
you. No. Hugh blames the students.
Well, that's true. We blame him.
Because when they vote against them, they're just not listening.
Yeah, Hugh can lead him to water.
Yeah, but he can't make him
drink. Exactly.
Yep.
Will the Eagles regret trading away CJGJ? Yes or no?
So I think this is...
Remember, there is a lot of syndrome out there.
I think there's be a lot of people don't want to admit it.
Super Bowl syndrome. It's really swept the area to a level where no one sees any negative.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot of negative. I don't know what to tell you.
Compared to last year's team.
There's not. The Eagles have been maybe the best team in the NFL for 3 years.
But compared to last year's team, they're not as good. They lost good players.
Maybe.
Most likely.
I don't even know if that's true. But let me guess.
You know it's true.
Why?
Because they're.
What if Jalen's way better?
I mean, sure, but like.
Okay, so there you go.
Right,
what if Quinion and Cooper are better in their second
the
year?
The roster is not as good. Like, I could say any player is going to just end up better, but the roster, the depth of the roster, they're weaker. They're weaker. Their backup right guard is now their starting right guard. Their backup defensive tackle is now their starting defensive tackle.
But I think what you're assuming is that these guys can't play at the level the starters did. And that's where you're assuming they will be worse.
So I think it's unlikely they play as well. And also, if they get banged up, the guy behind them is we've now gone to an unknown.
Right. Yeah. So I guess I agree. If you say, like, this guy's banged up and you're talking about the third string guy, then they're probably going to be worse if they're playing all their third string guys.
But last year, if they had an injury, Ojomo probably could play. If they have an injury in the defensive line, who's playing?
But to be fair, going into last year, who was calling and saying, well, don't worry, they have Ojomo. So that's the point I'm making is the guys you're assuming might not play well, we're seeing with the current iteration of this Eagles team, they are plug and play. Like, you can put guys in there, and they have enough talent at other spots that the job of that guy is not as hard
as your man. That's fair. But some of these guys, they didn't want to put on the field last year. Like, Kelee Ringo is being... they're telling me he's a starting corner when they didn't want to put him on the field.
And they signed Adoree.
Whenever they had an opportunity last year, it was Isaiah Rodgers that won the game.
Isaiah Rodgers is, in some ways, like, the biggest loss for me. Because I think they wanted him back, and it just didn't work out contractually.
Minnesota?
I think they
went to Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota. I think they accepted Sweat and Milton Williams were going to go.
I agree.
To the Twitter question.
All right, will the Eagles regret trading away CJGJ? Yes or no?
55% no.
67% no.
I agree.
Kyle, this is syndrome.
It is severe syndrome.
But again, I just think Chauncey's a nice player.
Oh, he's better than nice. He's a good.
We downgraded his safety.
I hate to keep pulling this card, but like, then why does the rest of the league not view him the way you two do? The rest of the league, he was available to any team that wanted him multiple times over the past few years, and nobody has given up anything of substance.
I can make the same case for a guy like Rhys Hoskins. He obviously
Rhys is a nice player, but Rhys is not.
The Phillies miss him. Mm-hmm. Just like the Eagles will miss CJGJ. I'm not like saying these guys are all-timers. There's no Hall of Fame for these guys,
right.
But they help this particular team.
I think it's circumstantial with CJ. Like, I get, like, again,
it's
hard to dispute Super Bowl, not Super Bowl. Like,
everywhere
I get
he goes, they win. He's a winning player.
Yeah, I hear you about to go with the safety win-loss record. I mean, Detroit, he played two games. Now he made a play in the playoffs.
He's a winner.
And then they went not as far without him, right? Everywhere he goes, the team goes backwards when he leaves. I mean, that's the facts are the facts.
Here's the frustrating part is the Eagles are likely to go backwards next year. Like, they were the best team we've probably seen in franchise history. So what you're saying will probably end up being correct. I just think you're going above and beyond with it.
I'm just giving you the facts.
Not
the
to accuse you of being, you know.
The facts are where CJ, GJ goes, teams win. When he leaves, they're not as good.
Well, you ready for a good spin?
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas level spin?
No.
We hear about, Elliot says at least, all these teams move off of him. Just as many teams have acquired him.
Well, he's not unemployed. Yeah. But
right. Well,
that's pretty good Hugh spin.
That
right
is
there.
Good Hugh spin. Yeah.
If four teams didn't want him, four teams did.
Yeah. Sure.
He keeps finding a new
the
team.
The Eagles wanted them twice, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Speaking of spin, OG Wade is up to talk some Jalen Hurts. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, OG.
I feel like I haven't talked to you in a while, man. Good to hear from you.
Hey, man. Listen, you said you had just admitted that you go to Twitter as soon as you wake up.
Yeah.
So you got to see me DM you, you know, for a date for you to come on.
So I don't check my DMs. But I did see, I'll tell you what I did see, OG.
Unless you muted him.
The sun looked fly last night on the, was it your prom?
I did see that.
It was a fly suit.
Yeah, man. This dude just growing so quick, man. It saddens me. I'm happy to see him grow. But it saddened me because I feel like I haven't done enough with him when he was, you know, little. You know,
he
what
looks
I mean?
A lot like you too.
And yeah, all the women say that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. But listen, let me do this here. I want to make a case for Jalen having his own, being in his own tier. Okay, I know that they put Patrick Mahomes in his own tier, but it doesn't make much sense to me to have him like that because. Patrick, the same what Patrick does, Josh Allen does, Joe Burrow does, Lamar Jackson does. What Jalen Hurts do, there's no quarterback in the NFL that does what he do. Jalen Hurts, he does the protection lines for the offensive line. He calls his own protections. Jalen Hurts has final say on what play goes out. When somebody say that the Eagles took the ball out of his, no, they did not. Jalen has the ability to check to a run, to check to a pass, if he wants to be up there with the 30-plus throws and all that. But he understands that that's not what wins. If we look at all the quarterbacks that throw the ball a lot of times, they have never won a Super Bowl. They don't win.
Let me ask you this, OG. So, like, why do you think these other elite quarterbacks are not involved in audibling and their protections?
Because I think that they struggle with that. Patrick Mahomes admit that he struggles with seeing the field. He struggles reading defenses. So you basically, if you look at Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the guys, they throw a lot of seam routes and a lot of short passes. Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback of all of them that throws the ball outside the numbers and deep as well as he does. You don't see Patrick Mahomes doing that. You don't see Josh Allen doing that. What they do is they change their launch points by rolling out, which is essentially another seam route.
I would say Jalen's one of the best deep ball outside the numbers throwers with accuracy I've seen since young Russell Wilson. Young Russ used to do the same.
He's also, think Jalen's accuracy gets underrated.
I agree.
Like when he throws the ball, it is almost always on target.
When Jalen,
his issue is he gets trigger shy. But when he throws it, it's always very
when
accurate.
He's accurate and sets his feet, it's perfect. Like it's
a very catchable ball.
Yeah, yeah. And Nick Foles had that too.
And you know another one, Joe. When there's a pressure moment like a 4th and 5 or something, Jalen almost always make that play.
I agree
you know
with
what
you
saying?
On that.
And I just want to make the case that there's no other quarterback doing what he does. So why wouldn't he be in his own tier?
Where I disagree with you.
Here's what I would say, OG. I would say tiers represent like a level. I think what you're saying, and I do see some of what you're saying, he's unique. I mean, and OG, we appreciate it. Jalen's a very unique quarterback.
So I actually don't think he's that unique. And I don't mean this as a slight at him, but like I think when you try to say he's unique, it's like he could... He plays a pretty traditional style of quarterback. Like, they run the ball, he takes care of the ball, he makes plays on third down.
Well, in that sense, but I think stylistically, he runs the ball differently than most running quarterbacks, right? He runs... He scores 15 touchdowns a year.
Well, a lot of those are touch passes.
I know, but he's also a physical runner. Josh Allen does it sometimes.
Josh Allen does it.
Yeah, but most quarterbacks that run try to avoid contact. Jalen, you know, he's more of a physical runner. Also, he does throw the ball down. He doesn't use the middle of the field much, Jalen. He throws the ball down the field.
Yeah.
I think he is. I think he does play unique, but his own tier means he's better. Like, when I hear tiers, I think of excellence, right? There's, like, the number one tier, elite, whatever you want to frame him, best, second best, whatever. He doesn't get his own tier. Like,
what's funny is
he's with the other guys or he's below them.
I actually think you could make an argument. I would just make it in a completely different way OG made it, where I would do like Mahomes, his own tier, Jalen, like winner. And then the next tier would be just like this ultra talented guy. I'm just saying if you're going to make an argument.
How many tiers are we going to have?
Well, three at least.
But you got to have the other guys.
Well, there's no limit. Whether you've been a limit on tiers. More the better.
Right, but if you have 32 quarterbacks and you have 12 tiers, it gets convoluted.
Well, who cares about the tier after 7 or 8? We're talking about like the top tiers.
I just think he's in the second tier. He's in the second tier.
And who's in the first?
The four that everyone agrees
on. I disagree with you on this. Why does his resume not matter?
His resume matters. But his ability is in the second tier.
But he's got a better resume than all those guys, but that's other than Mahomes.
But that's more of a team thing than just a him thing.
See, but I don't even think that's completely true. Like, the way they win is very dependent on Jalen.
Every team's dependent on their quarterback.
Okay, then why is it only a team stat with Jalen?
It's not. But it's not just a team stat with Jalen, but he has the most around him to help him win.
So first of all, I don't even think that's true either. I think we've gone too far with that.
Who has a better roster?
Okay, hold on.
You just told me the best team.
Hold on. Mahomes has the best head coach in arguably NFL history. He is the best defensive coordinator, right? Kelce is not what he used to be, but Kelce's an elite player. I think Buffalo, he probably has the least to work with.
Yes.
Like, Lamar Jackson, elite defense. Cincinnati, ton of weapons. Like, these other quarterbacks also have things. They're not, like, carrying a two-win roster to the playoffs.
They're not. I just think over time, they've done more in the NFL. I just think they've done more year to year, like, from what they do. All right, we'll keep this going.
I haven't done as much winning.
It's pretty close. Over the last 4 years.
But Jalen is more.
He's not more than Mahomes.
No, yeah. Well, Mahomes is in his own tier.
All right. Well, this will obviously continue because once we open up these can of worms, we go there. Can we do a little Andrew Painter watch that we promised everyone and then we got caught up in OG Wade? Painter watch him last night down at AAA.
I'm glad you could join me today. Today we're going to do a wonderful little painting and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So I tell you what, let's don't waste any time.
Cowser had two doubles. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Gives up the leadoff home run to Brooks Baldwin.
Not a great night, Elliot, for Andrew Painter last night. Usually they are. 4 innings pitched, 6 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts, 2 home runs allowed. He had 85 pitches, which they're trying to build the pitch count up. But
like that's the most important number right now.
Yeah, but you don't want them in 4 innings.
No, agreed. Yeah. But just good to see him be able to throw more.
Dave Dombrowski did allude last week to the idea that if everyone's pitching well, it's not a lock he arrives in July. And, you know, we'll see how he pitches and how they pitch. But that I would say it was a step back in terms of his performance at AAA last night. All right, coming up on the other side, couple things. Elliot's going to try to talk me to something he's been trying to talk everyone into for a while now, to ace the pick. I don't like the player. And it's come to my attention that Elliot was the subject of a grievance on John Johnson's show last night.
Who would have thought?
We'll get to it. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Guilty!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.